Thomas is here.
Good old Tommy.
Got a couple more wandering
around. Hello.
So cool.
Casey, this is Dave.
Hi.
And then you met Shannon before, right?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That was a hot minute ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
But I do remember it. Am I over young?
Yes, this is you.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is David Sharp, and this is a very special episode of Midnight Breakfast. On today's show, we touch on the sensitive subject of sex work, the monetization of the libido, using the goods to get the goods, and the services. I have as my guests two good friends of mine that happen to make their livings in the sex industry. We have stand-up comedian and dancer Casey Koop.
Why are you wasting $20 on 3 minutes of me sitting on your lap and sometimes farting on it?
And activist and porn star Thelma Sleaze.
They think they're mysterious. Simple. They think they're very mysterious, but you're not mysterious creatures. You are not the unicorn I was looking for.
Both Casey and Thelma were honest, funny, intelligent, and endearing. And hey, that might put some people off. They end up painting a rather glowing portrait of the profession, and I understand that that is not the experience or perspective for everyone. However, these are just two real people talking about their lives. I'm not trying to make any argument about sex work in this episode. I'm not trying to convince anyone to start selling their bodies out on the streets. I'm just presenting two individual perspectives on the issue that are, if nothing else, real. And that is what I am truly looking for with this show. I want to hear compelling personalities bringing me true stories and information that only they can offer. We just sit down for a meal and talk like buddies about our lives, and you get to listen in. We record our episodes in the breakfast nook here in not-so-bad Van Nuys, while Shayna Brennan, our gracious culinary engineer and contributing wit, prepares a delicious pile of bacon and eggs for our guests. You will also occasionally hear the laughter and voice of our audio engineer, Dave Brennan. We hope you don't mind the hiss of bacon or the occasional click from Thelma's vape box or meowch from Thomas the Cat to be distracting. Those are just part of the atmosphere here at Midnight Breakfast. Our guests are also treated to a delightful dessert provided by our sponsor, Kettle Glazed Donuts in Hollywood, California, and online at kettleglazed.com. Kettle Glazed, great donuts. This week, I will be performing for the first time at Tau Comedy Studios on Saturday, the 24th at 8 p.m. Bobby Oliver runs a cool little place on Beverly here in L.A., and it would be just lovely if you would stop by. More information at davidsharpcomedy.com. Now, given this topic, this should go without saying. However, I'll go ahead and make it explicit. This episode, talking about sex work, involves talk about sex. The talk is ribald, political, and quite explicit at times, so if you are the type of person that is put off by that kind of stuff, don't subject yourself to this filth. It's fine. May I kindly suggest episode 8, Houses, for a good, wholesome family episode. For the rest of you dirtbags, though, enough foreplay. Let's do it.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go to the midnight breakfast. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go to the midnight breakfast. Eggs and bacon, waffles too. No topic there is taboo.
I think I subconsciously thought about it because, as you know, an educated girl, and my whole dream was, you know, I went to college on a full academic scholarship, so I was such a student and such an academic, and I was raised to think that that was the only respectable thing for me. But I always had this gnawing interest in sex work. It was so amazing to me. I loved Jenna Jameson's autobiography, obsessed with Amber Rose, who used to be a stripper. Just a lot of people who work in sex work I look up to and I have looked up to. It was always this, like, curiosity, because it's this right. world that's not talked about. So I never thought about it as an option until about 2 years ago when my finances were just in shambles. I'm like a server, you know, and I'm a comic. So I was like, what can I do to actually save money while doing the comedy grind? I think it had always just been this little egg that hadn't been sat upon in my brain. And then I just sat on it. I was like, this could be an option. I'm not ugly. I can dance.
Did you do, like, formal dance training at any point?
Yeah. When I was younger, I was the captain of the dance team. I don't think that that's what my dance coaches and parents wanted from me.
I wonder what percentage of... Because that's most strippers have to have some kind of background in that.
Yeah.
So, like, team is going to be a higher percentage.
Flash dance.
You know, if a dance team captain is to go down to the strip club in her local town, like, how many of her graduates did? And what is her reaction to their performances? When it's like, more hips!
worker meeting on Sunday the 18th.
There's a meeting?
In L.A., yeah.
Well, I didn't know there was a meeting.
What does that mean? Yeah, what is a sex worker meeting?
I've never heard of that. That's so cool.
I'll read you the email. So October 17th, TBA, sex worker only space, will be a social event, mostly catered brunch with a support group forum to follow. Depending on the size of the group, we may break away into smaller groups with different topics.
That's so cool.
Fucking LA, man.
Yeah.
LA's amazing. Right.
What have you heard about other places? Is LA typical or is it atypical?
Atypical, I think. Ventura sucks.
Okay, how would you compare the two?
Totally, night and day. Night and day, like, schlups, like, that are like, I have $80 and I have a crystal. I have whole penny. I cut in half. I drill hole. I put string through it. When we come together, we have whole penny. We're best friends for life.
How would you compare it to doing comedy?
It's very similar, but very different. The difference is mainly that, like, comedy is a boys' club, and the strip club is a girls' club. Mm-hmm. All your coworkers are women in the strip club, and so it's a completely different energy. Mm-hmm. I think the strippers are more fun and goofy than the male comics are.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of them are funny bitches. They make me laugh so much hard. They're so funny. They just talk about all the ass they ate and stuff. And the guy comics are like, yes, I watched this television show. You're like, I don't care.
The guy comics are like, yeah, I watched all this ass eating on the internet.
Yeah. I get nervous before my sets because it's the only thing I've ever loved and wanted to do is comedy. But stripping is like for funsies and attention. So it's like, yay, freedom.
Interesting. What's the pressure going into porn?
The pressure is, does my neck look fat?
With his dick in it?
Yeah, exactly.
How cognizant are you of what you look like? Are you more aware since you started?
I'm extremely aware of what I look like when I'm dancing and working at the club, giving lap dances. I'm hyper aware, but you would think that's a bad thing and then I would be more self-conscious. But out in the world now, I feel like the sexiest bitch in the world because I have this place where I can go to that everyone looks at me and talks to me like a goddess.
We're happy hookers.
Yeah.
We're lucky happy hookers.
So lucky. It's like the place I feel at home. I always look forward to going to work, and I've never had a job I look forward to going to.
That doesn't jive with the image that gets put out of strip clubs. It's kind of like miserable.
Not at all.
Terrible places.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to make a sitcom about it. It's so ridiculous because it's like The Office, except for you're with a bunch of women and you're wearing bikinis. It's so silly. We're just so silly there. And there's cliques of strippers, not like mean ones, but just like the hustlers who hustle the floor really hard.
Sure.
The pole girls who are super acrobatic and they stick together. The Russian mafia, these girls barely speak English.
You could totally see HBO or Showtime picking that up.
Right?
It's like comedy, characters, boobs. What more do you want? Right? Television.
It's so much different than I ever expected that the movies or other TV shows would show of it, which is from a man's perspective, like, this is probably the saddest place in the earth, you know?
Well, because they view us having transactional relations in regards to sex, they view that as degrading.
Ooh. Yeah,
it's all projection.
It is, because they'll sit there and they'll try so hard to, like, say things like, what are you doing here? What's wrong? And just like,
what the fuck are you doing here?
What's wrong with you?
Why are you wasting $20 on 3 minutes of me sitting on your lap and sometimes farting on it?
Is that a requested thing? Or is
no.
That
or am I
No, that's just my whole thing.
You're welcome, boy. That's a subtle act of revenge every time you fart on some guy's lap.
I honestly, just like a little boy inside, so I just think it's really funny.
Who are the people that you work with, and like, do you trust them? Do you like them?
Yeah, the owners are actually the nicest, sweetest, most uncreepy men I've ever met. So, I mean, I'm sure, and I've heard horror stories about strip clubs where, I mean, there are sleazy guys. I just happen to work at a really nice one.
Yeah, like they take, like a lot of them are really bad about taking your money. Like, guys don't know this, that the girls are not getting paid. They're getting paid on tips only, and then they have to pay to be there.
But our house fee is so low, and they don't really enforce it, and it's only if you make over 200. It's like, honestly, I'm just lucky, because I've heard horror stories of other clubs. Yeah. You know, a lot of, you know, there's more girl fights, or drugs, or prostitution, but ours doesn't have a lot of that. They kind of fire girls if they start causing drama, so it's like, creates this sisterhood, almost. And yeah, there's gonna be a bad egg, or a girl who's a hot mess every so often, but for the most part...
Because that happens in any workplace.
Yeah.
That drives you fucking crazy.
Yeah, or is a mess. and that was usually me. But I'm sober now, so I'm not a mess.
How much do you actually get attracted to people in this world?
I mean, I've been had so many hotties. I've been really lucky. So I've had the cream of the crop, like rich, smart,
amazing
men, like yeah. big dicks.
And yeah. They definitely like, exist. They definitely are out
and
there.
And they're out there.
Because people fun. Have this misconception that it's only fat old guys that are coming into the club. No. And it's
they
not
can't
at
get
all.
No. Oh, no. Life.
Oh, my God. Don't you feel gross with all these gross men? We're in LA. Very few men are fat here. I barely. I've almost never given a lap dance to a fat guy or a guy who smells bad. I mean, people in LA are concerned.
Take care of themselves.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's amazing.
It's nice. Yeah.
Like, and it just so happens they might not have time to date, time to meet someone. Maybe they just want to pay someone. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I don't think it's bad.
I don't think it's bad. There's a lot of psychology behind it. Thank God I took a lot in college and like just life.
I'm so excited. This is the most interesting podcast I've done about sex work because I've been on more since I started. And it's always these really like boring questions. Or
I
really
think that having
questions.
Two of us together that we can talk to each other and we're like
because it's like two different parts of the sex work world.
How has doing it changed your personal desire?
I'm just kidding. I'm buying more butt plugs now.
You're just monitoring.
I don't know. I got
it. I have higher standards now, which you never think would happen. But it's because like the job has given me a lot of self-esteem.
Yeah, yeah.
Just constantly hearing all kinds of men telling you that you are the most beautiful girl that they've ever seen. And you really start to go, oh yeah, like, duh, I'm not ugly. I forgot.
Yeah. Were you teased as a kid too?
Oh yeah. Me I was too. Bullied a lot just for being a weirdo. And no one ever, the boys didn't talk to me because I was such a little weirdo. And they ignored me and they outcasted me. Yeah. So I didn't have a concept of my appearance. I really didn't until college.
Yeah.
And when guys hit on me in college, I had such low self-esteem that I figured that they were just trying to fuck me, which, you know, in some ways they were. But I didn't realize that I could have people who liked me. But yeah, I have a lot of higher standards for guys. Like I can have guys like you have, like who pay you for your time.
Yeah.
Who are attractive. So it's like, why would I settle on some broke motherfucker who talks to me like shitty or won't take me out and pay for me or won't, or doesn't have a car or a good job.
I gave your money to one.
So stand-up comic.
No more stand-up comics. And also, it's a cool thing because like, I haven't been fucking since I got sober. I get my sexuality out in lap dances. So my lap dances are so
too
fucking
hard.
They're so
hard.
I used to feel guilt about taking their money. I really did. I'm like, this is too easy. But then I slowly realized like men have been given so much more opportunity and they're even paid more on average than women. And there's so many levels of the patriarchy at work there. So taking, you know, $20 for a real easy lap dance or for just talking to them, I'll take it. I'm not going to be a 10 forever. It's okay.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with monetizing your body. Like masseuses, they have a skill. They use their bodies. Dancers have a skill. You know, manual labor has its value. Like, we all are doing physical things with our body, and we're not selling our bodies. We're using our bodies with skill.
That's interesting. You know? I've never heard that. That's so cool.
You know, you make the case that any given dance or shift is easy, but the act of being a woman in a world that allows you to get to that point is what you're really being paid for.
Money calling.
Cheers to that.
Like, right, so please help yourself. Do you have salt and pepper?
I do.
Oh, you like my accent?
Just sugar.
Yeah, that's it.
Raw sugar, that's all we got.
Eggs and sugar.
Eggs and sugar.
Go for it. Go for it.
Can I have the ketchup? Is that gross?
No. Here's the gallon.
This is so big. I love it.
Yeah, we can't think that putting ketchup on
things is
gross. She's
talking about ketchup, you guys. She's talking about ketchup.
Ketchup in that kind of quantity, right?
We don't judge you.
That's why we're here. There's no judgment. This is a judgment.
No, this is such a crazy household.
I feel loved. And that's another thing is sex work has made me feel so loved. I've never felt so fulfilled emotionally and like my self-esteem has never been this good. Like I'm seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. I have had depression my whole life and now I'm like, oh my God, I'm actually kind of cool. And like,
me too.
People need to realize that and or get the fuck out of my life.
Isn't
all right, fine, I'll become a prostitute. You've sold me.
Like I'm a dominatrix and like I managed to get like a lot of my clients to submit to me for some weird reason, and they're all these like really powerful dudes. Like,
yeah, oh, this, powerful dudes love the beach.
Yeah, this one dude, like really high power, is like, I just boss everyone around all day. That's my job. And then he's like, how do you bring me to my knees? You read me like a book. Like, how do you know? I'm like, I'm smart, idiot. Like,
yeah, a lot of those men aren't smart.
They think they're mysterious. They think they're very mysterious, but you're not mysterious creatures. Mm-hmm. You are not the unicorn I was looking for.
So are there types of guys, or are there...
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of hipster dudes around where I work.
Yeah.
And it's so sad. I'm so saddened by the hipster culture, because hipster dudes are so...
outwardly feminist.
Painfully ironic. Yeah. And quote-unquote feminist. But they're so afraid of their sexuality more than anyone. They can't even look at you in your bikini. So I think their sexuality is the most repressed, is these hipster, feminist, quote-unquote dudes. They're so fucking scared. They're so afraid. And I just want to hold their hand and be like, it's going to be okay. Yeah. I'm not going to rape you. Yeah. Like, it's going to be okay.
Except that since it's hipster dudes, you have to hold their hand and be like, it's okay, you're not going to rape me. This is really good bacon.
I never get to eat bacon.
Did we switch bacon kinds?
You know, this is a two different kinds of bacon tray.
Oh, bacon so good.
I did it a little crumbly. Some of it stuck to the grill, but that's okay because that's what I eat.
It seems like it's been sweeter or something recently. This good.
Bacon is delicious.
It's
the secret is bacon.
There's bacon. Secret to delicious food is delicious food.
I'm going to eat everything more. I'm sorry, guys.
You know who weirds me out? Fucking nudists. Like, my friend, one of my friends, a nudist. And, like, she kept trying to get me to go. I'm like, bro, like, I'm not interested in
that. Yeah, but I don't want to be around male nudists. Yeah, I want to be around dudes a lot of the time. Like, dudes take shit to the next level when they're weird. Like, some dudes are cool. But, like, it's so fun being naked around girls, like, in the locker room at work. I don't feel weird about it at all around girls. Like, I feel like I'm going to be, you know, the really old people in the locker rooms from the 60s who are, like, so comfortable
they
with their body?
They just
don't care. Yeah, I'm like that, and I always will be. I'm just going to be that your friend that makes you uncomfortable.
Soak it in, young people.
Farting
this
naked.
Is
yeah. I'm an old lady at heart. I love it.
How has this changed your relationship with your body?
I love my body even more now. As I eat bacon. I love my body. And I love this bacon too.
Part of loving your body is giving it bacon when it wants bacon.
Because exactly. I have like quote unquote fat days where I feel heavier. I have more ass to shake. And then I feel fucking sexy giving lap dances because my ass is just gorgeous. But on skinny days, you know, my stomach looks better. So I just feel good all the time.
Yeah.
Do you do anything specifically to your body appearance now that you didn't used to?
More false eyelashes,
shave my armpits. It's a lot more upkeep. I'm like, God damn. Like, every day I'm, like, plucking out random hairs from random parts of my body.
A lot of the trans girls I know, like, they get electrolysis, and, like, one of them, she gets electrolysis on her face and then gets lasered all over her entire body. She's smooth. Especially her balls.
Who wants donuts?
Oh, that was a donut.
Me too. Oh, this is the best fun.
Donut.
Time for... Thank you for doing that
right
with the mic.
Perfect reaction.
It's a beautiful sight. Can I ask what that one is?
Oh, that's the fluffer nutter. Those are...
peanut butter and marshmallow cream.
But that's me. I'm the fluffer nutter.
You are.
We can split that one.
I've got a knife.
That
that's not a threat. That's an offer.
Get away from my fluffer nutter.
Yeah, I'm so excited about this. You guys are the best. Men are so afraid of pretty girls. Oh my god, it's so funny. I love being feared.
It's kind of great. Like,
but when I was younger, the guys didn't even like talk to me. So now I'm like, they're scared of me? Why are they scared of me? I'm such a dork. Like, I'm such an idiot. Like,
I mean, but I am a man eater. I mean, I'm a mantis.
That's beautiful.
You know me as like a dyke, and I still am a dyke. I'm finding the more I come into my agenderness, the more men aren't as scary.
It makes you look at men completely differently, and not necessarily badly.
No, I mean, I see them for what they are, though. I mean, I'm still, I'm a misandrist, like, through and through. Like, not just ironically, like, men kiss me off, and most of them are fucking dogs.
No,
and,
kill
like,
all men. Kill all men.
Yeah.
You two included.
Okay. Sorry.
No. No more donuts for you.
I always knew men were garbage. But at my job, like, I thought it would make me hate them even more. Having men actually compliment me from their heart has made me like them more. Because the guys out on the street, in my personal life, in comedy, just outside of the club in general, men look at you and they see a pretty girl and they're like, fuck her.
Yeah.
She won't ever accept me. I remind them of the girls who rejected them in high school. Even though guys didn't talk to me in high school.
I see both sides of the coin. I'm not looking at it, all men are bad or all of them are good, but... That's just kind of contradicting one of my whole kill all men. But no.
I'm trying really hard to stick to my genocidal philosophy.
Don't want to pander. I mean, I got two dudes here. So.
The guys at the strip club sometimes will pull out their wad as they pull out money to give you for the dance and slowly peel it just so you can look at it. But you know it's probably all of their paycheck and they're not just getting
money. Sure, and in the middle of it is
one. No, I'm always wondering, like, what are you doing? Is there another girl on the way? Like,
it's just to assert dominance.
Yeah, like I'm rich, BB. Like, I'm getting wealthy dudes trying to impress me. It's weird to command that respect for once. You know, like, to have someone being like, wow, I need to get my shit together. I need to clean up this place. I'm going to show her all my art.
I may be playing her, but I still have to impress her.
What is the act of impressing you? What do they want?
They want me to like them.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone wants to think that the woman they're paying for sex isn't into it. Even though they know on some level it's entirely possible, they want to play the game.
They're stepping into a fantasy, but they're buying into the game. And the few that aren't are those idiot hipsters who are, like, scared out of their fucking minds. Oh, I'm too smart for that. That's not your real name. I get what this is about. You just want to sell me dances. It's like... But that's what you're here for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they all do
that. To over-intellectualize it is your personal fears. Yeah. And these dudes who are playing the game, buying in, playing along, still wanting to impress you.
And then get mad that they have to pay for it later. Sometimes they do. They get resentful that they have to pay for it. And then they feel dirty. Like, I've had guys, like, some guys are like, yeah, I feel dirty. And I'm like, I don't.
I feel great.
The money itself is quite filthy, but once I put it into my account, that shit's clean.
Yeah. It's all digital, baby. Mm-hmm.
I do want to know what goes into picking a stripper.
How did you come up with it?
It's not that cool.
The street where you were born.
The first dog.
Nope, that's porn star. Stripper name is different.
Oh, it's different.
Stripper name is your favorite spice plus your most preferred luxury car.
Got it.
So, Basil... Basil.
You know what? Most of the girls in my club just picked, like, regular people names.
Basil Oregano.
Mine is from... Quentin Tarantino is my favorite director. Yeah. So it's one of his movies, and I just went... Actually, it's my favorite
Marcellus
movie.
Wallace.
Yes.
Well, you just outed her.
Yeah, that is...
Sorry, so sorry.
Mine was, I was looking through census names for babies in, like, the 1910s and whatnot, and, like, Bertha didn't quite work. So, I was like, Thelma. I really like Thelma and Louise.
That's so cute.
I want to jump off into the sunset in a Corvette with a hot chick someday, like, you know, pseudo-romantic. But,
Okay, when they're... Okay. You say jump off into the sunset. You might also say drive into the Grand Canyon.
No, the credits will roll then.
Yes, oh, it's fine. There's a happy ending.
How would I do as a sex worker?
like a prostitute?
I don't know.
What kind of sex worker? Phone
sex? Exactly.
You'd be great
at
porn star. You would be a hot porn star.
I think you'd be great
at phone sex. I would watch your porn.
Phone sex. You'd be great at phone sex.
Phone sex.
You'd be like the...
Yeah. I forgot about that line of sex work.
Yeah. Phone sex.
Yeah.
Not a good voice.
Eggs and bacon, waffles too. No topic, there is taboo. Coffee's black, the jokes are blue. At the Midnight Breakfast. And that is all for this episode of Midnight Breakfast. Thank you to my guests, Casey Coop and Thelma Sleaze. Thanks to Gary Best for the Midnight Breakfast theme and Mike Garvin for additional music. The Midnight Breakfast team is myself, David Sharp, audio engineer Dave Brennan, and culinary engineer Shayna the Cat Madam Brennan. Twitter handles. Casey is at Casey Coop, that is KaseyKoop. Thelma is Thelma Sleaze. I am at David Ann Sharp, and the show is at 12 a.m. Breakfast.
If you like the show, tell the folks at iTunes by rating and reviewing us, or, hey, just tell us to our faces, be those our face faces or our digital faces. We always love getting the feedback. Well, my only regret is that I went this whole episode without once doing a strip club DJ voice, so before we get out of here, let's fix that.
Coming up next to the stage is the round mound of meow sounds. He is orange, he has fat mutant hands, and he is 68 in people years. Give it up for Thomas Beans.
Midnight Breakfast is a production of the Crab Diving Network, and it's midnight, everybody. It's a brand new day.